Welcome to Conversations with Nista, where we sit down with real people to have real conversations. I hope today's episode leaves you with an insight, an idea, a question, or a smile. Listen in. This conversation is for you. Welcome back to Conversations with Nista. I'm so glad you're here today. We are going to talk about all things stepping into your purpose. Everyone is talking about purpose nowadays. They're talking about how to find it, how to discover it, how to achieve it as if it's some destination outside of you. And that's why in a lot of my work, I say things like connecting to your purpose or unlocking your purpose or reconnecting with it, because I believe that you are uniquely designed to go through certain experiences in your life that are setting you up for helping others through similar experiences. And these obstacles that you've gone through and the strength and this wisdom and insight that you have gained from those experiences are the tools that are going to allow you to deliver those insights in different modalities. And those modalities are your purpose. And this can be ever-changing. This can be something that looks very unconventional from others in your industry or field who are also delivering a very similar message. Remember, you are uniquely designed, be it in your past, in your pain, in your trauma, in the modality, or in your expression, in the delivery of these insights. No one can do it the way that you can. And so there is so much freedom when you take all of this heavy emphasis that you're putting on this idea of purpose as something that you have to find, as something that's outside of you, as something that has to be super unique and define the norms. It doesn't have to be that way. It's quite fluid, and your expression of how you took your past and how you are really alchemizing and transforming that into your future in a way that others can receive it, right? Others can receive it with resonance and meaning. That, in my opinion, is purpose. So let's start to break that down, because that can sound super vague. And I basically created this like almost three-part model for how I view this idea of purpose, right? Again, we're trying to break that down here. So we can take it into, and I've been playing around with these words, guys. So let me know which ones you like. But from a very generic standpoint, pain, plan, purpose, right? We went through certain experiences in the past that may have created a lot of pain, that may have created a lot of fear, limiting beliefs, doubts within us, right? Let's say we grew up in a really tumultuous childhood home with caregivers who weren't present, or perhaps parents who got divorced, or sibling dynamics where you were consistently unseen. Whatever your story was, it left some resonance in you that has either caused some kind of doubt, some kind of limiting belief, some kind of pain, some kind of self-sabotaging behavior, right? I want you to go ahead and affirm that to yourself and acknowledge, yes, that did happen to me, right? So let's take a few moments and pause here. I want you guys to have time to reflect on what that was for you. Really think about it, really sit with it. Like I said, really acknowledge it. Because this is very real. And this is where the transmuting process begins, to actually use these past events as ways to ultimately help other people. And I do want to add that when I say purpose, guys, this doesn't mean a conventional career path. This doesn't mean something that you have to monetize. This doesn't mean go start a business or a personal brand, suddenly helping people because you went through this specific situation in the past. No. The way I see purpose is really how you show up to inspire or help or be of service to those around you in your day-to-day life. This could be something that you transform into a career path, but it does not have to. In fact, the more that I've gone on this journey and now, you know, sort of really been playing with these ideas for the past few years of spirituality and growth and purpose and monetizing it and making it your career, the more I've realized there's so much value when you don't put any pressure on your natural talents and strengths and passions to become your career, when they can just exist as really their own entities. There's so much freedom in that. So I do want to add that as a disclaimer. Again, we're not talking about purpose in a conventional Western conceptual way at all here. So once you've acknowledged this pain, what's happened to you in the past, we can now transform into the next step, which is plan. And what does this mean? Plan, planning, building a framework of decisions, of everyday doable tasks. First, for yourself to heal the pain, right? This could be doing things like journaling, coaching, meditation, going to therapy, taking walks, having opening venting sessions with friends who are there to listen, who have the bandwidth and emotional capacity to listen. Committing to some kind of a consistent schedule, right? Where you've really begun to sort of crack, go beyond the surface of what this pain has really, I won't say done to you, but what kind of beliefs this pain has instilled within you, what kind of doubts, right? Just observing it. These doubts can show up in the form of, oh, I'm too scared to pick up this new hobby because what people will think of me, or self-sabotaging behavior, like in meetings and work meetings, maybe you dim your voice a little bit. Maybe you're really, really strong in work presentations and public speaking, but you intentionally out of that fear of being seen and that fear of being seen as successful, really, you dim your voice a little bit. You start to hold back. You start to repress. Maybe you slouch a little bit. Maybe your vocal intonations aren't as strong. Maybe you intentionally don't enunciate. Right? These behaviors can show up in different ways. Maybe in friend groups, you prefer to stay quiet because you fear that attention being on you. Maybe you fear starting a new passion project because you fear the consistency that can come from it, or perhaps messing up and imperfections. So when I say plan, right, step two, just plan. Let's plan around observing this pain and unlearning it. And once we've done that, let's also plan around how we show up with this new version of ourselves. And this is where we can get fun with it. This is where we can decide, hey, maybe I do actually want to take what I've identified as this sense of purpose, as my story, as my power, as my unique, transformation. I do want this to be a career. And we can decide that in this planning phase and say, well, if that's the case, then what are the next steps from here, right? If you want to do this perhaps in the event space and hold healing sessions, or maybe you want to make art and music and perform this in your local community. Maybe you want to make content about your journey. I have had the privilege of meeting people who have grown up in very unstable homes. They've grown up either as orphans or they've grown up as really in situations where they have been forced to be self-reliant and independent from a very early age. And they are now content creators about this journey. And they deeply feel that their purpose and their life mission resides within that story. And so steps for them look like starting a podcast and posting video clips from that podcast on various social media platforms X amount of times a week, attending creator conferences throughout the year to spread this journey, connecting with other creators who have gone through similar paths, doing networking collaborations with them, podcast collaborations with them, content collaborations with them, posting text posts about their journey on other social media platforms. Again, let's break this down into being as tangible as possible. For me, what this looked like back in 2020 when I first started was showing up every single day, 3 pieces of vertical content on TikTok daily, 2 pieces of YouTube content weekly, text posts on LinkedIn, I would do maybe 1 to 2 a week. And ultimately, I got into my groove of things. But again, that was because my decision was to make this story that I went through my life mission, my life's career path. If that is not the case for you, then you can take all of this pressure off of plan, right? There's no reason to create a framework to be going out into the world and posting Instagram stories on a Monday and hosting, you know, TikTok lives on a Tuesday. There's no pressure to do that. Because those times for you to really step into this purpose and share the story of what you've been through, those times will come up organically. They will come up at social events. They could come up in work meetings. They could come up at after-school activities, at volunteer events. Remember, your purpose is simply what you have gone through and how you can help others through it. That is going to happen organically as a byproduct of your existence in the places that you go. I promise it will happen, regardless of whether or not this is your career. But really, this planning phase is when we're taking this pain and we're really working with it, right? We're observing it, we're unlearning it, we're deconditioning it, we're asking ourselves, who do we want to become? Right? Taking these old limiting beliefs and saying, well, no, I don't want to be this person anymore. I don't want to be this person who's dimming my voice in a work meeting. So now what do I do in place of that? Maybe that looks like taking baby steps to start catching yourself in those work meetings and saying, hey, I notice my voice kind of, you know, dimming right now because I'm almost scared to express myself. So how do I counteract that? Can I become a little bit more expressive right now in this meeting? Or hey, I'm slouching at this networking event because I'm scared. I'm scared to be seen. I'm almost intimidated by the people around me. But is that the person that I want to be? Do I always want to be that person that slouches? So just giving yourself that gentle reminder, hey, straighten your posture. That's really how simple it is, guys. So when I say plan, this is what we're talking about. Talking about the little reminders that you can give yourself and the little actions you can take to tell your brain, hey, this is the actual identity that I am becoming, right? That's all it is, guys. Every time that we're doing these actions, be it consciously or subliminally, we're always communicating to our brain, this is the person that I am. And guess what? You get to change that at any time that you like. So again, you do not have to make your purpose. And again, we can use a different word here, guys. We can say, like I said, story. We can say power. Whatever that is, whatever you want to call it, this does not have to be something that we monetize. This is going to be something that comes out inevitably in how we show up in our day-to-day lives. So really, that is planning. That is first observing and taking accountability for what has happened and creating actionable steps to now shift that behavior, shift those limiting beliefs, shift that self-sabotaging behavior, be it, you know, if that's in therapy, if that's an accountability plan you have with a buddy, if that's gentle reminders to yourself, like I just shared with those work examples earlier. And if you are interested in the whole, you know, creating the story into something that you do monetize and you do want to really make this idea of purpose into your career, then there can be a whole separate podcast. We talk about that. And then it goes into the final stage of this model, which is purpose. It is stepping into it. It is fully embodying it. So what happens here? This is the version of you that is empowered in your story. This is the version of you that has released shame around what's happened to you. And the best way to bridge that gap between plan and purpose, step two and step three, to release that shame and really become empowered is something called shadow work. I can make a whole separate episode on this. I would really recommend you guys to look up shadow work on YouTube, on Google, learn more about it, but it's just a way of observing those like subconscious desires that might come up that might look ugly from the outside, right? We might label these desires as negative. We're observing that. We call it the shadow self. We're observing it and we're releasing shame around it. We're accepting it. We're seeing it as part of us, as a part of us that is trying to protect us. And so typically this is where we can kind of get stuck or almost go in cycles, right? Because we all know healing isn't linear. You guys have heard that on like every self-improvement podcast there is probably by now. So we're not going to get into those cliches, but we're going to talk about how they show up contextually. Right. So if you're in the stage where let's say you're, you know, we'll go back to step two, plan for a second. You're noticing all this self-sabotaging behavior come up, right? You're wanting to start this passion project and then you keep saying, no, I'll push it off. I'll push it off. I'll push it off. Right. Let's say you finally do it, right? And you're doing it consistently on a weekly basis. Let's say you want to start a podcast, finally get the mic, finally set up the podcasting software, you get your monthly subscription, whatever. Or do, you know, Spotify for podcasters for free, whatever you decide to do. And you're doing it consistently. Let's say you're posting like an episode every 2 weeks, right? And all of a sudden, that fear of being seen kicks in again. Or that fear of messing up, that fear of imperfection, of failure. Out of nowhere, 5 months in, 6 months in. That's going to happen. So I want to remind you guys of that too. When I say step one, step two, step three, it's not as linear. You could be killing it with this podcast and all of a sudden that fear comes in and maybe you want to suddenly put away your mic and never post again. Right? Because there's something called the upper limit that you're hitting. Again, these are all different tangents that we can have whole separate conversations on, but that upper limit is almost that place where your brain starts to be like, oh my gosh, it's getting too good. Oh my gosh, my potential is consistently the greatest it's ever been right now. And I've never seen it be this good before, this consistently. I need to do something to sabotage it. It's almost trying to create equilibrium because you have exceeded this threshold in this baseline that your brain has never detected before. So as you go from this planning phase to this purpose phase, let's call them phases instead of steps. As you're transitioning between these phases, do not be surprised if there are many ruts, if there are many cycles, if you're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. This can even be with people, guys. Karmic relationships and friendships that, you know, you want to have acceptance from as you're stepping into this version of yourself, but then the universe keeps blocking it. Little miscommunications, arguments, fallouts continuously happen with these friendships as you're trying to step into this greater version of yourself. So you might find yourself even, you know, dimming this version of who you want to become to continue to gain acceptance from the people around you. This is also psychologically proven in Maslow's hierarchy, because our need on Maslow's pyramid of needs, our need for acceptance is greater than our need for ascension. And so biologically, you will seek acceptance from others before you will seek your own personal ascension. Even if you're planning for your own personal ascension and growth on a conscious level, and you're saying, no, I want that over anything else, there's going to be a more subconscious need that can come out in different ways. I have seen this in myself. I have seen this in others. You can be empowered in the fact that you want to achieve this sense of purpose and that you want to be on this growth journey. But when those around you are suddenly switching up their energy or no longer accepting you, it becomes increasingly difficult. So again, this phase between planning and purpose can be quite cyclical. And I want you guys to just be aware of that and to give yourself grace when that happens, because it will. Because if it was just as easy as these three steps, pain, plan, purpose, then hey, we'd all be doing or showing up as the best version of ourselves, right? We would all be doing that unapologetically. But this is why the healing journey is so equally difficult yet powerful. Because when you can break through these little cycles and allow yourself to actually decondition and become empowered in the actions that you've taken instead of holding shame or regret or judgment for yourself for them, then you guys will be surprised by your potential. Like, you will transform into someone so unrecognizable to you. And you should be excited for that, but also have patience with yourself. It won't happen overnight, and doesn't always happen gracefully either. So allow yourself to feel the emotions that come with it. Feel the emotions and see every emotion as equally valid, as equally important, and as equally sacred. See the shame and the guilt and the anger and the frustration that you feel as sacred as you see your happiness and your joy and your love. And the sooner you can do that, the sooner you will shift from plan to purpose. Because once again, purpose is not a career path. Purpose is the utmost form of love and embodiment of your story and your truth on this planet, in this life. And the natural byproduct of that will be in service of humanity around you. I promise, you don't have to make it any more complicated than that. I know we went on a lot of random tangents in this episode, so if you guys are confused at any part of anything, you want more clarity, you want more depth, you want more details, like I said, I will be doing separate episodes on some of those topics that I paused at and mentioned in the episode anyways. But if you guys have more, just DM me on Instagram, email me, whatever it is you guys want to do. I know it's been a while since I've been on here. Just been going through it and, you know, planning more topics for you guys and really wanting to get into a place where I felt right in what I was saying and how I was expressing myself. So I'm right there with you guys between the plan and the purpose too. I have been going through my fair share of cycles as well. And so just want to be honest with you guys on that. But that is today's episode. I look forward to all the upcoming ones coming up. We're going to be more consistent this time around, I promise you guys. And I hope you all have a great day, and I'll see you guys next time.